This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
All right, time now for today's Strawberry Letter. And if you need advice on relationships, dating, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com and click Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air.
Pop it.
Just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. That's for you, Jay.
Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is, the Strawberry Letter.
Subject: he assumed I was stupid. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 34 years old, and I was dating a guy that's 32 years old, and we broke up because he said I am not a team player. A week ago, he had to put his car in the shop, and he asked if I could pick him up from the repair shop. I went by to get him, and he said his car would be ready in a week. I had planned to drop him off at home and go to dinner with my coworker. I got to his house and went in to use the bathroom. I noticed he was in his closet, and he had a suitcase on his bed. I asked him if he was going somewhere, and he said he would be staying at my house all week until his car was fixed. That way, he wouldn't have to rent a car or have me driving him around. Now, Stephen Shirley, I am a hardworking, independent woman, and I always have been self-sufficient and had my own car and place to live. These men I'm meeting nowadays think it's okay to lean on a woman for support or have the woman go out of her way for them. I was disappointed in him for assuming he could stay at my house and he could use my car without asking me first. I asked if his insurance policy covered a rental car, and he said he didn't include it in his policy because it would have raised his premium. Here's the biggest issue I have with all of this. If the roles were reversed, I could never assume I am staying at his house, and he wouldn't let me drive his BMW for a week. Hell, he wouldn't even offer to drop me off at work and pick me up. After a heated discussion, I left him at his house and went to dinner with my coworker. Later that night, he broke up with me, and I was stunned. Am I wrong to have such high standards? Well, I'll say this. No, I don't think you're wrong to have standards. High standards, standards. You know, Steve wrote a whole book about that very thing in Act Like a Lady, Think Like a Man. Standards and requirements is what he called it. And it's where a woman should, you know, have certain expectations from her man. Your man or ex-man is wrong, yes he is, for assuming he could lay up on you without at least asking you first. Communication is key here. You didn't say in the letter how long you guys had been dating. You just said you're 34 and he's 32. But obviously it wasn't long enough for you for him to be asking you this. I don't think he was right for you anyway, because you said if the roles were reversed, he wouldn't do the same for you. And it sounded like you were pretty clear about that. So why were you even stunned that he broke it off with you when you said no? I think he's moved on, and I think you should move on as well. Steve?
This is an interesting letter, because I find some problems in both of these, the letter writer and the guy. And I'll share it with you. He assumed I was stupid. Well, that topic of the letter, I'm not sure that he assumed you were stupid. I think he assumed a bit much, and I'll show you what I mean. 34 years old, you're dating a guy that's 32. We broke up because he said I'm not a team player. Now, based on this letter, I think he's right in saying you're not a team player, but I also think he went about this the wrong way. So I think there's wrong on both sides in this letter. A week ago, he put his car in the shop, and he asked if you could pick him up from the repair shop. I went by to get him. He said his car would be ready in a week. I planned to drop him off at home and go to dinner with my coworkers. Okay, that's fair. I got to his house and went to use the bathroom. I noticed he was in his closet, and he had a suitcase on his bed. I asked him if he was going somewhere, and he said he was going to stay at my house all week until the car was fixed. That way, he wouldn't have to rent a car or have me drive him around. Now, he's wrong right here because he assumed this. He didn't have the courtesy or the decency to ask this woman. So he was wrong like two left shoes for this. Now, Stephen Shirley, I'm a hardworking, independent woman. I've always been self-sufficient, had my own car and a place to live. These men I'm meeting nowadays think it's okay to lean on a woman for support or have a woman go out of her way for them. Now, we are dealing with a woman who has some preconceived notions about men. She has put all men in the same category, or at least all the men she's meeting. So obviously she's been meeting a lot of men that wants to lean on women, and I understand her feeling that way, but he was wrong for assuming this, but she just went, okay, here we go again. Same old, these dudes I'm dating nowadays, I all think this way. Then she said, I was disappointed in him for assuming he could stay at my house and he could use my car without asking me first. He had absolutely no right to assume. That's the problem in this letter. Mm-hmm. He assumed something that obviously shouldn't have been taken for granted. So he was wrong for that. Then she asked if his insurance policy covered rental car. And then he said he didn't include that in his policy because it would have raised his premium. Now, I don't know how much extra that is, the rental car clause, and I don't know how much that raises the premium. But I was always taught that an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Mm. And right now, a rental car is the pound of cure. He would have saved himself some problems with that little bit of money to just pay for that clause in his insurance policy.
Yeah.
Now, when I come back, I will show you what's really wrong here because she has some notions about him not being able to do the same thing. I'll share it when we come back.
All right. Thank you, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Subject for today's strawberry letter, he assumed I was stupid. We'll get back into it right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's strawberry letter subject. He assumed I was stupid.
Well, I don't know if he assumed he was stupid, but he was stupid for assuming in this letter. He got his car fixed. The woman, she asked him to come pick him up. He riding home, told her that his car was going to be in the shop for a week. She had plans of dropping the man off at home and going to dinner with some coworkers. She got to the man's house and went to the bathroom. She came out. He had a suitcase out. She asked the man if he was going somewhere. He said, I'm going to come over here and stay at your house for a week so I ain't got to rent no car and you ain't got to run around picking me up. She was offended because he assumed that he could come and stay at her house, and she's absolutely correct. He should not have assumed. He should have asked his woman, hey, I was just thinking, do you think it would be okay if I stayed at your house? Because I don't have a car and I might need something. Look, I hate to be a bother, but, you know, blah, 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 blah. It would have sounded better, but you assume. Then the woman turned around and asked him, does his insurance policy cover that? He said he didn't put it in his policy because he wanted to boost up the premiums. Well, now we got a little bit of thing going on here because the guy is dead wrong for assuming this. But now she was disappointed in him for assuming he could stay at his house and he could use my car without asking me first. She's absolutely correct in this. But now the dude, there was another part in there I wanted to show you. Ask him if he could go somewhere. Da, 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 da. Anyway, I might have missed that point. But anyway, she's a hardworking, independent woman. Here we go. This is the part. These men I'm meeting nowadays think it's okay to lean on a woman for support or have the woman go out of her way for them. Man, that's a bad look, fellas. And for her to be feeling that way, obviously she's been dealing with just that in her relationship, and she probably thought to herself, okay, here we go again. Dude was wrong for assuming that. He doesn't want to go up, his insurance policy premiums go up, so he left that out. Then she says, here's the big issue I had with all this. If the roles were reversed, I could never assume I'm staying at his house. So,
Yeah.
So now you're dating a guy, and you said if the roles were reversed, I could never assume I'm staying at his house. My question is, and you know this?
Exactly.
And you know this? And then he wouldn't let me drive his BMW for a week. Wait a minute. And you know this? And he wouldn't even offer to drop me at work and pick me up. Wait a minute. And you know this? What the hell you dating this dude for?
Right. Exactly.
You dating a dude who won't go out of his way for you at all. And you know this? So after a heated discussion, I left him at the house and went to dinner with my coworker. Later that night, he broke up with me, and I was stunned. Am I wrong for having such high standards? Wait a minute. Whoa. I'm sorry. Your standards aren't high enough. Excuse me. Why are you stunned? Here's a dude that would not offer to let you stay at his house if your car broke down. Here's a dude who would not let you drive his car if your car broke down. And here's a dude who won't pick you up and drop you off at work if your car broke down. Now you stunned because you broke up. What?
I was stunned that she was stunned.
Right. I'm stunned that this is who you dating.
Yeah.
Knowing all that you know about this young man, you're still in it. Here's y'all's problem. This must not be a serious relationship. It can't be. And the two of you don't have a clear definition of what you are. Because if this is your man and you are his woman, all these stuff y'all having problem with in this letter seem to me would be automatic. If this is my woman, why would I have a problem with her staying in my house for a week? If this is your man, why would you have a problem with him staying at your house this week? But the real problem is he assumes some things about you, and you know some things about him. He assumed he should stay with you, drive your car, and you pick him up and take him to work. You know you couldn't stay with him. You can't drive his car, and he ain't finna pick you up and drop you off. We don't have a match here.
Yeah, no, and because he's moved on.
Yeah, we don't have a relationship. So you went out to dinner with your girlfriend, you came back, and you find now he tell you he breaking up with me because you're not a team player. Well, the problem is ain't either one of y'all team players.
Right, there's no team.
So what we talking about here, you're not a team player, he's not a team player, don't neither one of y'all, this ain't a team y'all got. Right. Y'all ain't even got a team.
There's no team. Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what to tell you. No, you ain't got nothing here, man.
Keep it moving.
Hell, y'all. Why y'all seeing each other? It's raggedy. Raggedy-ass relationship y'all got. And you stunned because he broke up. Hell, now he stunned because you won't let him stay with him.
Yeah.
But he was wrong for assuming it. It's just, at least ask a woman. Give her the courtesy.
Yeah.
The reason you really ain't got no rental cars, you ain't want your premiums up. Okay, red flag.
Definitely a red flag.
Red flag. That's my life. Lady, y'all need to, you need to say good riddance to this and go on about your business.
All right. You're right, Steve. Thank you. Post your comments on today's Strawberry Letter at Steve Harvey FM on Instagram and Facebook. Check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.